Welcome to Love Bonds, your place to hear the whole truth on love and relationships. It's here where you can get the tools you need to repair and deepen your romantic relationship. I'm marriage and couple counselor Terry DiMatteo, and I will help guide you through the complex challenges of romantic love. Let's get started. Today's topic is a little unusual. I don't see much about it in the relationship literature. And I've come across it a few times. What sparked my interest was I saw an online discussion with therapists supporting each other, specifically couple counselors, not just therapists, couple counselors. And one therapist was asking for therapeutic clinical assistance in helping a new couple whose relationship developed from an affair, and they became a committed twosome and were headed toward marriage. And so the counselor seemed to want some help in helping this couple in this sort of unique situation. And so most of the therapists say what a lot of non-clinicians say, which maybe is something that popped into your mind too, listener, which is that the affair relationship is born out of secrecy, lies, deception. In other words, the parties involved in the affair relationship are it's based on mistrust, in other words, and trust and safety are so paramount. So the first thing that came up in discussion was that this romantic pair, how can they trust each other? If you know the spouse cheats, that the person cheated, either both parties are married or one is married or one's in a committed relationship, that they are being unfaithful, cheating on the partner. And so how that doesn't bode well for the new relationship. So most therapists, most clinicians in the discussion said really what the general public would say, which is some version of that. The relationship, this outgrowth of a new union is set on a foundation, a history of mistrust, lies, and deception. So I had a little different take on it than the others. My input in that conversation was the only one who said this. My thought on this is the irony or the paradox here is the couple that is involved in the secret relationship, the hidden relationship, in a strange way, they have to trust, they're in cahoots, in other words. That relationship has to be trusting and secure because it's in secrecy. And it does build a certain kind of powerful trust because you're in this private, unsanctioned, societally unapproved connection, and the nature of that. You know, this maybe is a poor example, a poor analogy, but perhaps we can think of historically people that are escaping. They're escaping something, or they're trying to break free. You know, they have to work together, like the Underground Railroad or something like this. You have to develop certain methods and strategies for going underground, operating in secret, that builds a particular kind of trust. So that's one element. So the trust matter can cut both ways. The other thing is, as an affair recovery counselor, I know that the people who engage in infidelity, they get framed very popularly in the media and in conversation in society and just among talk and even among therapists, that the person who had the engaged in the infidelity is sort of morally inept. They're liars, cheaters. I even heard one label as perpetrator, as if it was criminal. I mean, the connotation of the one who has the affair is horrific. But I know that it's actually when the relationship of the committed pair or the married pair breaks down, it leaves a vulnerability, leaving both parties susceptible to forming an outside relationship because the function of the romantic relationship is not being met. The primary relationship or marriage is not fulfilling the function of emotional and sexual intimacy. There's been loneliness. It's not working. And so this leaves in this space between the married pair, in this gap between them, this disconnect, that is fertile ground for the ripeness of infidelity. There's a susceptibility here that leaves one or both parties vulnerable to forming an outside reunion. The other thing is the affair relationship, the couple, the affair partner and the person in the committed relationship, because they are meeting, they are gathering in secrecy or online or under the radar, their relationship is restricted. It's a restricted relationship. It can't have full expression. In other words, let's think about a relationship that is not an affair relationship, that's kind of public or out in the open. You know, girlfriends tell each other, I met this new guy, I'm kind of interested in him, he's cute. They're texting, and there's a progression in the relationship of getting to know the person, dating, maybe spending more time together, going to each other's homes, going out, meeting the friends, the family members. It's in the light of day. It's your worlds, your lives overlap, beginning to overlap. You might say, oh, he introduced me to his friends, or she brought me to her family. This is advancing, and it follows generally a progression of the two people that are attracted. There's attraction. They're drawn to each other. They're communicating, and then it goes to meeting the friends, meeting the family, doing things together. It's all in the light of day. It's public, right? People might know, I saw you together, or you bump into someone you know, and it's on the up and up. The affair relationship, because it's in secret, can often just be the two people in the relationship in a little bubble of secrecy where their communications are electronic or planned meeting up, and then going back to your own lives. It doesn't have room to breathe. You can't really tell the nature of the relationship in the secrecy because it can't breathe. It's restricted. Sometimes I have seen counseled women, mostly married women, in relationship with an unmarried man. And they'll say, oh my gosh, he's terrible. They get mad, they get frustrated with him. But the nature of the time together is limited, with a lot of gaps of time in between, or virtual online meeting, and those ways of those limitations squeeze the connection. It doesn't have room to blossom. It's almost like trying to grow a plant in a tiny box. It doesn't have room to flourish. because of these restrictions. So I think that this, what I said in the discussion group was that to help the couple bring their relationship from the secret spot and help them transition to the public arena, the out in society with others, essentially, and recognize that because it was born of a secret betrayal, that family members and friends may not be quick to embrace this, that how they handle it, how they handle incorporating the family and friends and transitioning from a secret, private relationship to one of a more integrated, more connected, out in the light of day. That, I think, would be most helpful if the therapist wants to support this couple. Because this would not be easy. This is not an easy. This would not be an easy maneuver. It was born in a dark corner, with no sunshine, you might say, in an isolated, restricted conditions, and like I said earlier, the strange piece here, or the curious part, is it's very possible that the trust level between them is actually quite high, because they had to be in cahoots. They had to maneuver in secret, and the irony is it may have built trust between them. They say, I know I can trust you to keep a secret, to work with me. So much so that the feelings grew into this more developed relationship, you know. This episode is a little different. It probably applies to a small number of listeners. I just want to say that it is uncommon, it's rare for an affair relationship to become a committed or married relationship. Mostly, it just stays hidden, and an affair relationship, more often than not, it comes undone. However, if it has an emotional and sexual bonding, if it's intimate, deep, you know, a deeper connection, the person in the marital relationship or the committed relationship says, I have fallen in love with this person, that's going to be a hard one to put down. That may be a hard one to put down. If it's a hookup, you're on a business trip and there's alcohol involved and it's not taken seriously, that's one thing. But when you say, I have fallen in love with this person, I'm bonded with them, attached, I they're on my mind, they're my first person I'm thinking about, then somehow they might find their way, they may find their way to a more committed union. But the challenge is bringing it from the secrecy, because how relationships start, their beginnings set the stage. And this couple, that has born a love relationship that has come from an affair relationship, has some unique challenges. And predominantly, it's other people bringing it into society and how to do that. There are ways to do that, to successfully do that, but it's a bit of a tall order. And the other thing is, as the relationship comes from the hidden, secret affair cloaked arena to the public arena, more of real life, you know, the friends and family, the out in the light of day things impinge upon it, and the relationship hasn't been tested in that way, hasn't experienced that because of the secret nature of it. So I hope that was helpful. This was a different kind of episode. You might have found it interesting, wherever you are in your relationship. So thank you for joining me today on Love Bonds Podcast. If you found this episode helpful, I'd appreciate an iTunes review. Just visit Love Bonds on iTunes on your smartphone, tap on the podcast image, scroll down to ratings and reviews, and also be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Thank you very much for listening. Bye for now.